T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your top local stories at midday. A juvenile is arrested for the capital murder of a Dallas woman found shot to death in her driveway back on Monday. LP Phillips with details you heard first on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The juvenile is being held at the Dallas County Juvenile Detention Center for Monday's shooting death of Leslie Squire Baker. She was in her car suffering from a wound when police got to her home on Royalton Lane. Sources tell KRLD News the juvenile is familiar with the detention center, that he's been there several times recently for violent crimes, and that he was turned loose not long before Baker was shot. It'll be up to Dallas County prosecutors to review the case and decide whether the juvenile should be tried as an adult. And even if that is their decision, the maximum penalty would be life with a chance for parole. LP Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Homeowners in Dallas could pay more in property tax next year, but not as much as the city manager recommended. T.C. Broadnack said an 8% increase would help the city avoid a shortfall in next year's budget. Dallas has already furloughed 500 employees through July to deal with a gap in this year's budget, as sales tax revenue has dropped because of COVID-19. The Dallas Council voted 12-3 in favor of a smaller property tax increase of 3.5%. Councilman Lee Kleinman says the drop in revenue is because people are losing their jobs.
Now is not a good time for our residents to be facing big tax increases. If we're really looking out for the best interests of our residents, we should be looking at maybe somehow to decrease taxes.
The three council members who voted in favor of the larger increase represent Southern Dallas. They say budget cuts would hit their districts hardest. The city council will make a final decision on the property tax rate when they start work on the budget in August. With the police chief in Arlington having worked his last day today, the city has begun a nationwide search for his replacement. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
The city of Arlington hopes to have a new police chief hired by September, and its search for one will stretch from coast to coast. During the search, the police department will be run by two assistant chiefs on an interim rotating basis, Jaime Ayala and Kevin Colby. Today, Will Johnson wrapped up a 23-year career with the Arlington Police Department, serving as chief since 2013. Later this year, Johnson will take over as the chief of the BNSF Railway Police Force. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
The Fort Worth School District will hold virtual graduations next month and could hold in-person ceremonies at a couple locations depending on public health conditions. But the district wants everyone to cheer on the senior class tonight. KRLD's Alan Skaya explains.
Fort Worth wants people to go out on their porch or in their front lawn tonight at 8:20 to cheer for seniors. Superintendent Kent Scribner says they picked 8:20 because that's 2020 in military time.
It's been a difficult year. Our focus for them is summarized in three words. They're accomplished, they're determined, and they're resilient. This is a historic class who overcome tremendous obstacles.
He says the district wanted graduating seniors to feel appreciated.
They really are resilient. The ability to overcome misfortune and change is the definition of that word, and this class clearly lives out that definition. We want to make sure that they know that they're appreciated.
Scribner will join Mayor Betsy Price at her alma mater of Arlington Heights High School. They'll celebrate with graduating cheerleaders and members of the drumline. In Fort Worth, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KULD.
Longtime North Texas Congressman Sam Johnson has died, ending a life of service that started in Dallas nearly 90 years ago.
Born in Dallas, graduating from Woodrow Wilson High School and SMU, Congressman Sam's first career was 29 years in the U.S. Air Force. His second was in the House of Representatives, where he was occasionally asked to tell his inspiring life story.
Gentleman from Texas is recognized for 7 minutes.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. As he said, I flew 62 combat missions in the Korean War and 25 in Vietnam before being shot down.
And that was the beginning of 7 full years as a POW in a North Vietnamese prison, half of that in solitary, with just about daily torture at the hands of his captors. Released in 1973, he began a business and then served 6 years in the Texas House and nearly 30 more in the U.S. House, representing the 3rd District in North Texas. He didn't retire till last year, at the time the oldest member of Congress. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Gasoline prices continue to move up. AAA Texas says the statewide average is $1.64 for a gallon of regular unleaded. That's 4 cents more than a week ago. Daniel Armbruster with AAA Texas says drivers in the Dallas-Fort Worth area paying 6 cents more, average $1.62. And when it comes to the lowest prices in the state,
in Sherman Denison as well as in the Lubbock area, they're both paying $1.55 a gallon for regular unleaded. And Sherman Denison has consistently been at or near the lowest price for several weeks through this pandemic.
He says drivers in El Paso paying the most at $1.86. He also says the higher prices are due to an increase in crude oil prices and increased demand for gasoline.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.